Thank you so much for taking action. I know that it's tough for you right now. I know that you are in between things. And I know that because I've been in between a lot of things, and one was a hard rock in a cold place. I don't really know that saying. As you know, I am Stacey A. Cross. My little tagline is there is no E in my name. That comes from a lot of people putting an E in there. But we're going to pull the E out for each other right now. And that's what we're going to do. It's going to be about energy. It's going to be about each other. And it's going to be about earning the right to say, you know what? I'm done with this. And the reason why it's earning the right is because we've said it over and over before in this journey of ours. And just know that when you go on a roller coaster, think of it like a roller coaster, right? You go on a roller coaster ride. You hop in, you strap on your seatbelt. It's fun the first few times. It's fun. It's exciting. You're screaming, you're having a blast, the wind's going through your ear and your hair. And you know, and then after a while, 60th, 70th time, you're like, get me off of this thing. Okay. Get me the thrill is done. Get me off of this thing. Now, you've been on a roller coaster, let's say for years. In my case, 9 years I've been on a roller coaster ride in the casinos and just gambling and just, you know, just risking it all on chance and not betting on myself. So let's say 9 years I've been on this roller coaster. I said one day I'm gonna get the hell off, okay? Come rain, sleet, snow, hail, good day, sunny day, cloudy day, whatever. I'm gonna get off of this ride right now. I had enough. I'm sick and tired. And I know that's where you're at right now. So you get off this ride, and I'm just gonna kind of show you what it's gonna look like after, because you know, you wanna eliminate gambling. And I truly know that it could be done right now, today, but I want to set you up of what's going to happen. And this is what I seen when I got off the roller coaster ride. And legit, I had to wait till it was on a low. Because think of it, you're going up on a roller coaster, right? You're at the thrill, you're at the top. You can't jump off at the top because no one jumps off at the top. That's when things are good. That's when, you know, it's too high up there. It's unsafe, but no one ever thinks to jump off the top. So when it gets to this lowest point and you're strapped in, no one's gonna save you. You have to actually jump off now because you actually went on the ride yourself autonomously. So now you're stuck on this ride. So you're there 9 years on this long roller coaster ride. You've had your fun. It's taken a toll on you. You can't really taste things anymore. You don't really know what reality is anymore. You're not in control anymore. You're just there, arms flaring off the side. You're emotionally unstable. You're not stable right now. All right? People are looking at you like, what is wrong with him or her? Because they don't know what's going on inside this roller coaster. And we're ashamed to tell them. We're ashamed to say, hey, listen, I've put the last dollar in that thing. I stole money. Okay? Ashamed. 'Cause that's not us. Who is this person? So we get to the lowest point. We look down and we realize we're at the lowest point and we're making a decision to jump off of this thing, this roller coaster ride. I'm jumping off now. But guess what? It's at the lowest point. Just think about that at this time. Because you must be at your lowest point to search on the internet to help, to get help. When it's finally recognizable, you're at your lowest point. The quote unquote damage has been done. But I don't think you really understand that. So now you want to get off. You have made a beautiful decision to take control back, to take power back, and get off this damn thing. So you remove the seatbelt, you remove the latches, you remove the strings because of the marionette, the puppet show that we've been on, psychedelically, psychologically controlled. It started off as a thrill, and now I can't pay my bills. I need to get off this thing. Started off as a thrill, but now I'm losing my family. I need to get off this thing. It started off as a thrill, but now my house and business is in the freaking ground. I need to get off this thing. It started off as a thrill, but I lost my girlfriend. I lost my boyfriend. I need to get off this thing. It started off as a thrill, but I can't look anyone in the eye. I need to get off this thing. It started off as a thrill, but my kids don't trust me. I need to get off this thing. It started off as a thrill, but nothing else is in my bank account, my 401k, my pension, everything that I worked so hard for. I need to get off of this thing. It started off as a thrill, but now I'm going through a freaking divorce. I need to get off this thing. It started off as a thrill, but I think about suicide. I need to get off this thing. And so you unbuckle, you unlatch, you unseatbelt yourself, and you decide to jump off. Face first. It doesn't matter. It's going to hurt. Now, if you've never been on a roller coaster before, and those of you who have been on a roller coaster before, you know when you get off that ride, just for one time, you get off and you start feeling the vertigo. You start feeling the bodily things, like you're still on this damn roller coaster. You get off, you're dizzy, right? You start walking in the walls. Your friends are laughing. It was a fun ride. So, but you feel the effects of being on the roller coaster even while you're off the roller coaster. If you have been on a roller coaster, think about that. Think about a time when you were on a fun roller coaster. It had about four loops in it. It had an amazing drop. You get off. It snapped your picture at the drop, the largest drop, and then you get off. And then you're still like your legs are kind of wobbly, feels like jello, you're dizzy, you're still feeling like the effects that you're on this roller coaster. Now imagine how long you've been on an addiction to gambling roller coaster. How long is that? 9 years. I've been on it. Some of you 5 years, some of you 10 years, some of you 30 years, some of you a year, some of you 16 years, it does not matter. But imagine how long you've been on this ride. So obviously, when you get off of this ride, you are going to feel the effects as if you're still on it. And I say that to say this, you've made a decision, but understand when you get off, when you unbuckle yourself, when you fly off at the lowest point, this point, you're going to feel the effects like you're still on the roller coaster. And I'm telling you that so you could suit up, so you could get real, so you could understand that it's going to take freaking work, power, discipline, and a whole lot of freaking integrity with yourself to understand that you're going to feel the effects, but you are off of that roller coaster. Do you understand? You're off of the roller coaster. You're going to be dizzy. You're going to be in a dreamlike state. Is this real? Is it not real? What am I doing? See, the finances are still on that roller coaster. It just got off. It still has to go through the effects of being there for so long. Your relationships, they don't just snap back. You just got off of this thing you've been on. It's going to take time. Time is something that's going to be your best friend. What I want you to do right now is pause this after you heard the instructions. Pause this and find these answers. The first thing I want you to do is find out how many hours in a day. And I know that's easy, right? 24, I'll give you that answer. But I want you to go on a little further than that. How many hours in a week? then find out how many hours in a month, then find out how many hours in a year, and then, of course, we're gonna figure out through this training here, you're gonna figure out how to take time back because time is gonna be your favorite thing. It's gonna be your best friend now. So go ahead and pause this right now, get those numbers, and then come back to it. Welcome back. I know you checked out, and if you did your homework real quick, you could just have went on Google and find out how many hours in all these situations. Well, you know, 9 times this, I've been on a roller coaster ride for 9 years, so 9 times that many hours I've wasted, okay? Because, you know, when you're an addiction, when you're one of us, right? When we were addicted, when we didn't make this decision to get off, we were always thinking about going back in. We were always thinking about how could we source some more money. We were always thinking about all of this thing. So all that time was spent in an addictive state. Now we're gonna change that. We're going to focus on the things that we love, the people that we love, and we're going to put that time into them. We're going to put that time into rebuilding, the rebirth, the recovery, because you've made a decision. Now, if you've gotten off that roller coaster today with me just now, and you're going to feel dizzy, you're going to be thinking, oh, what does she know? You're going to be saying, oh, just one more time. You're gonna drive past that freaking place and you're gonna question yourself. And there's gonna be a lot of doubt. There's gonna be a lot of confusion. There's gonna be a lot of ifs. There's gonna be a lot of maybes. I know that. It was for me. Make another route. Your favorite place to go gamble? Drive 20 minutes outside of that area. You will no longer past that area. You are going to set yourself up for success because guess what? You're off a roller coaster. You're still dizzy. You're still thinking you're on the ride. You are still freaking attached. Oh, you thought this was going to be fun. We got to turn other thrills in life. See, what I teach here is that I don't want you to get rid of your addiction. I hope you understand that. I don't need you to get rid of addiction. What I need you to do is redirect the addiction because there's 9 out of 10 people, pick any 10, 9 out of them don't have anything that they're addicted to. They're sitting at home, not inspired, not motivated. They are comfortable. So you are way ahead of anyone I've ever seen. And I've studied these people because I am the founder of the Comfort Killers, where we kill comfort. So when I look at all these people that come into my company and they say, hey, Stace, I need help. I said, man, but what are you interested in? And they said, well, nothing. And I said, shit. Man, at least I was addicted to gambling. I mean, at least I was addicted to something. See, what we're going to do here is we're going to redirect the addiction. We are going to take our life back by being addicted to something that's constructive and not destructive. What's your motivation? Why did you click this thing? Why are you here? Why? What reason? What has pulled you to this decision? What is it? Is it your kids? Is it your family, your spouse, your husband, your wife, your grandma, your mom, your job? Scared about losing your job? You scared about losing the control that you once had? Is anything even fun anymore? See, you're so clever. We are too clever. We go by any means, in any situation, whether down or up, we get exactly what we want. Look at it like that. How many times have you started off the day with zero money? Whether it's cash advances inside the casino or your sports betting or your online playing poker, you started off the day with $0 in your account, and somehow you cleverly got the amount of money you needed to go put it back inside someone else's hand in the form of gambling. How clever were you? I was clever. There's been times that I figured out that if I could go deposit a check that I didn't have the money to, and then if I called my family member, maybe told them I needed to pay a bill, they would give me money. Or if I just did some backhanded shit over here, I was so clever. Creative too. How creative are we? You gotta look at all these things and say, how positive is that? See, just putting it in a different format. In a different format. The format right now is negative. Just put it in a positive format and think, how creative am I? Look at yourself. You are one creative mofo. You are freaking awesome. But you first have to figure out the motivation. Why did you come here? Why? What made you click it? What made you start searching on the internet? For me, my motivation was my integrity and my balance. And I was in a relationship where I was found, I'd been had, the jig was up. It was all well and good when no one knew. But as soon as people found out, I felt like I was lying every day, lying about how much money I would spend, lying about how much money I would lose. I was lying about what I needed the money for. I just became this big liar out of nowhere. My integrity, I was losing it. I wasn't able to even be truthful and honest with myself, and that hurt. So I said to myself, no. No, absolutely not. I have to change the direction of this thing. My finances down the drain, my spirituality I couldn't even look myself in the mirror, much less talk and pray and hope and believe. My relationship down the tubes. My emotion. I was up, I was down. Depending on what the machine did, that's what drove my emotion. That's what drove my happiness. I slept so much. So, what's your motivation? Write that down right now. Why do you want to get off the roller coaster? Why have you made the decision? Because, hey, listen, the decision is already made, and I hope you understand that. The decision is already made. You made that when you clicked that button and received this email. And then we get into this whole thing about freedom. You want to gain total freedom in life. You don't want to be controlled anymore. You're no longer anyone's puppet. You're not a puppet anymore. And I understand that because that's one of my biggest things is how do I gain freedom? In fact, my entire company is based around it. People that want freedom, they go after freedom. What is freedom? Freedom is to say yes when you wanna, say no when you wanna, smile when you wanna, do whatever you wanna. But you can't have freedom when you don't have control. And the big C word is control. Who has control on you? What has control on you? And you get upset when people try to tell you, hey, you better slow down. I see something in you. I see a little. You want your control back. And once a decision is made, we start confronting the decisions we had made. And we need to assess where we're at. Assess your account. Assess your relationship status. Assess the lies you've told yourself and others. Assess. Because when you assess, you really see it. And when you can see it, you change it. You can change it. You can change it. See, we've been lying to ourselves. We don't even look back and see how much we actually lost in this whole fiasco. What you pay attention to, you can change. What you pay attention to, you become aware of. You heighten your awareness. Being on a roller coaster ride for however many years you were on that roller coaster ride, guess what? Your awareness was really slim, dismal, low. Because it wasn't your awareness. You were being controlled. You felt chemical things happening in your body, biological thing. You couldn't control it. I walked in the casino and I took a shit. I took a shit because all these things were churning inside my body. It was rush. It was full of rush and all sorts of craziness inside my belly that I couldn't even handle it. Every time I walked in the casino, like clockwork, I took a shit. So you have to learn what has been holding you back. They started off for the rush, the thrill, the good feeling, the social part of it. The, you know, why did you even go on that roller coaster ride to begin with? It looked good. The lights were bright. The win was small, but it was a delight. Now you have to look and say, what kept you there? And what has it done to me physically? Look at your body. Look, are you tired? Are you energetic? How are you feeling? Are you depressed? Are you scared? Are you anxious? Do you have confidence right now? Where's your awareness? Do you know what you know? Write it down. Assess it. Five categories. Emotion. Assess your emotions. What's your average emotional state? Are you happy all the time? Are you moody? Sad? Depressed? Physical state. How's your body treating you? You taking care of your body? You know, spending long hours at the casino, gambling, your sleep. How's your sleep? Assess that. How's your eating habits? What are you eating? Do you go hours without eating when you're jacked up off of addiction? Spiritually, assess your spiritual state. I don't care what religion you subscribe to. I don't care. Catholic, Protestant, Muslim, Jewish, I don't care. It doesn't make a difference. But assess it. Is it more so, oh God, help me out. Oh my God, oh God, help, no. Is that the length of your spirituality? Assess it. Look deep inside. Write it down. About mentally. Where are you mentally? Are you sharp, clear? Are you in doubt? Scared? Fearful? And then a final one, relationship. Where's your relationship? Where's that state? How are you around your family? In relation to your family? Write them down. You have to see it. You have to spend time with it. You have to get real. You have to put attention to it. You have to become aware of it. You cannot move to commitment unless you're able to confront where you're at. See, people, and most of what I've known when I was trying to handle this thing, this dragon, I went straight to commitment. Oh, I gotta commit. I got to commit. And then I never really understood the pain, the horror, the everything that I've done. I never took a look at it. I looked inside my bank account like maybe 2 weeks after I've said, fuck that, I'm getting off of this roller coaster. I looked inside my bank account. All the overdraft fees, astonishing. When I saw that and I seen the crap that I put my family through and myself, and I knew it was time. So you have to be able to confront. And commit is next. Commit is, what do you think the word commitment means? If you had the opportunity to purchase my 21 affirmations, actionable affirmations for a comfort killer, and you're going through that with 21 days, or you're just, diving right in it and got it. That's what we talk about with reprogramming the mindset and beliefs. 'Cause we've somehow attached to the feeling that we're committed to this thing here. But you got to look up the word commitment. That's the first thing. Look up the word commitment, and if you've taken the time to look up how habits are being formed, I'd like to share a story with you. And it's a story of a man who he went on a trip with his wife, and this guy was a business guy, I mean savvy, fast talker. He couldn't be peeled away from his business. Not one moment. He can't be. He's just a business guy. His wife finally got him to take a trip to beautiful mountains of, I want to say Aspen, but I'm just going to put something in there, something in a high altitude area. And the first day he got there, he just changed. He was snappy. He was tussling, he didn't want to move, he didn't want to get up, he just was snap. So his wife was concerned, brought him to the doctor, and his doctor says, I really don't see anything here that happened to him. I can't really tell any different. I know he's acting abnormally, but I just don't understand what it is. Now, I'm going to tell you the full story. I want you to first, before that, if you haven't already, just go ahead and grab the 21 actionable affirmations. You don't need it to get the rest of this complimentary video and get pulled out of this cycle. But it is a good supplement for you to have. I'll be right back. And in that meantime, I want you to write down all your cues, triggers that triggered you to think about gambling. Now, whether it's your own thoughts that you picture a casino, or you picture a bet, or you picture a slot machine, or you picture money, or it's something tangible in your hand, like I have money, or something, what do you do? I used to make a fast movement with my index and my thumb, and the fast movement, I was just kind of rub my two fingers together in a fast pace, and I knew that's when I was ready. I was ready. Are there things that you do physically? If not, you don't have to worry about it, but there are some cues that are driving you to this, and I want you to think about that deeply, and I'm going to come back and you'll understand what I mean with cues and habits and how these things are built with the triggering right after this. But please write that stuff down now.